Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Minnesota, but look, man, Cal won. The Giants didn't win. The Niners didn't win. It's rough around these parts. It's rough. What went wrong yesterday in Minnesota as they lose 23-17, their first loss of the season? We're going to recap it all. Good morning to everybody out there, especially our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. You know, if you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it. Because if you don't, you'll get flushed like Yogi. You'll be flushed, and it'll be brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. So there's so many elements to this football game. That's what's beautiful. Baldy and B tomorrow. We're breaking down with Baldy tomorrow at 7:30 like we always do. But for today, it's your show. It's all the guests. It's all the callers. So, Shasky, I know number one on your list is clock management, situational football, third downs. My number one aspect is the money down. You got to win the money downs. That's how you cash in on wins. 2 of 10 for the 49ers on third down. Vikings go 7-12. That's not good. That's not good at all.
The reason why I'm so harsh on the clock management stuff is because you were shockingly in a position to be in that game. You gave up basically a 99-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
You got a punt blocked. You muffed a punt. And you turned the ball over on a short side multiple times, right? So, to me, like, you had no business being in that game. But there are procedural things as a head coach that put your team in a better opportunity. You probably weren't going to win the game, right? Let's just call it. Even if you nail all these things, like, it is a long shot. But when you don't understand the math, to me, it's almost inexcusable with all of the different, you know, advanced analytics, spreadsheets, laminated sheets. It's in front of you. Now, Shanahan has done a great job doubling up. We score right before half. We get the ball after half. Where I am the most critical when it comes to Shanahan's clock management is when they're trailing. He does not understand. There's a sense of urgency. So he didn't go for two, which mind-boggling. He didn't go for two when they scored that touchdown, given how few possessions were left in that game. Fine. You didn't get any of the stops. You had to burn the two timeouts, which you didn't have a third one. Why? Because you wasted it in the third quarter on a delay of game penalty, right? Two plays before you just converted on 2nd and 17, which is crazy to me. And so Then you don't kick the field goal to give yourself an opportunity to get the ball back on the other side of the 2 minute warning. So like there's like five mistakes in the fourth quarter procedurally. Belichick doesn't lose games, didn't lose games mathematically, right? And why did Andy Reid get criticized for so long? Because there were certain clock situational management that a 12-year-old playing Madden understands. And that's why, to me, it's like, hey, look, if it was year two or year three, I'd be a little more lenient. It's year eight, Shanahan. Come on. Come on.
Year eight. Year eight of the Shanahan era. It's not getting off to a good start here with the loss to the Minnesota Vikings. I chalk it up to, and look, I thought this was a trap game. You guys laugh at me all the time about that stuff, but short week, Monday Night Football, going to Minnesota for their home opener. I don't take those things lightly. I don't take that building lightly. Playing in Minnesota with that horn and they're going crazy, that's a tough place to win. It really is. And they had a lot to prove. Nobody was talking about Minnesota all week long. Even Justin Jefferson, he said it. He goes, no disrespect to Garrett Wilson, but I'm no Garrett Wilson. I'm Justin Jefferson, Jay Jetta. And I'm a problem.
I mean,
he was a problem.
I hate doing this because this isn't an... There are hundreds of receivers in the league who fall short. Justin Jefferson is so far and above the best wide receiver in the game. Outside of the 99-yard touchdown, they did a good job bottling him up, I guess, to some degree. But he got hurt. Hurt and walked off the field and had 133 yards on four catches.
Dude, he fewest games of 400 career receptions all time. This list, Michael Thompson took 56 games. Michael Thomas, excuse me.
The Saints wide receiver,
Beckham,
yeah.
Yep. Odell Beckham Jr., 61 games.
That's surprising.
Yep. Justin Jefferson, third on the list with 62 games. Jarvis Landry, 64. Julio Jones, 64. So he's just setting records every single Sunday. I mean, he's the youngest to do this, the youngest to do this, the quickest to do that, quickest to do this. And he was quick to be alerted that, oh, they have George Odell play a press man on me on a 97-yard touchdown. Huh. So when I'm looking at Nick Sorensen and Shanahan, when it comes to Shanahan, this thought did come through my mind yesterday late in the game. With the clock management stuff, the urgency, the lack of urgency, I should say, the situational football, the coming out just throwing the ball three straight times was kind of weird. Wasn't a Shanahan type of game. I wonder if he has too much on his plate right now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Play calling, You got a new defensive coordinator who's a rookie. You have Brandon Staley in the building. You got to deal with all these contracts. You got to deal with negotiations. You got to be in a room for that. You got to run upstairs to tell John Lynch, hey, did you trade Ayuk? We may want to pause on that. He's in my office right now. Maybe Shanahan has a little too much on his plate right now, but we'll see. Again, this week two, we're going to overreact to a damn football game. I think overall the Niners will be fine, but there are some warning signs there. Boy, you can't get off the field on third down. You got all these good DBs, best secondary you've had in years. Can't get off the field on third down. The pass rush again, the front four. This is a concern.
You couldn't get a stop. When the game was on the line at the end, you needed a stop. There was no TJ Hockenson who didn't play. No Jordan Addison who didn't play. Okay? Aaron Jones came off the field with an oblique injury because he got hit so hard by Fred Warner. And Justin Jefferson was dealing with some knee, ankle, leg thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
I mean,
Sam Darnold, with no weapons, had multiple third down dimes in your face. And you couldn't stop it. That's a tough one to watch.
Well, they got dominated yesterday. But the warning signs is things look clunky. The run game was fine for the most part, but pass protection. And before we get out to the lines, I want to read this text from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Xfinity Mobile text line, he makes a great point here from the 415. To me, the game went south because the offensive line couldn't identify and neutralize the pressure packages of the Vikings front seven. Purdy was sacked 6 times and pressured another 13. That's 20 plays. 415, you're onto something. They couldn't identify the free rushers. They couldn't identify the blitz packages. Brian Flores was a step ahead of Kyle Shanahan and just mucked up the game. He gave Purdy so many different looks to point after the game. Purdy walked up the floor and said, man, that scheme is crazy. Now, to me, that's showing a little too much respect for Brian Flores. And Flores just kind of shook his head and walked off. But it is mighty stinking. If I see them down the line, I've got Purdy in my pocket. The schemes are too crazy for him. I wish he wouldn't even say, hey, good game, Brian Flores. Now I'm nitpicking. It's a small thing here. Coaches in the locker room are thinking, and those players are thinking, that's 2 years in a row we befuddled Brock Purdy. And we picked him off how many times in the last 2 years?
And should have been probably closer to 10 than what the number ended up being. But Sam Darnold outplayed him, you know? So there's no other way around
Brock
it.
Brock Purdy was the one seeing ghosts, is what they're saying on the streets?
I wouldn't go that far, but I would say he definitely didn't see linebackers cutting in on in routes, on breaking in routes.
Sam Darnold saw no ghosts yesterday. He saw Jay Jetta running down the field.
That was the best pocket presence I've noticed from Sam Darnold ever. Just watching him climb up in the pocket, and he threw a couple of rifle throws. There were so many good third down plays. Like, for example, before halftime, you were talking about before halftime that drive. There was a 3rd and 13.
3rd and 13 to Justin Jefferson for 16 yards.
How is Justin Jefferson unguarded on 3rd and 13 before the end of half when you have two timeouts in your back pocket? Use one of them. Hey, guys, it's 3rd and 13. We can't give up a field goal here. Like, this goes back to allocation of timeouts. It's not for delay of games. It's not for that. It is for situational timeouts to get everyone on the same page so that we run a good play out of this timeout, or it's to stop the clock.
Yeah.
If I watch another team burn a second half, which the Niners did, a second half timeout, to avoid a delay of game, that is the dumbest thing you could do. Treat it like a false start. It's mind-boggling that people getting paid $15 to $20 million can't recognize this.
Well, what I did recognize was the pass rush just being non-existent for the most part. Collins had some moments. Leonard Floyd was quiet. These tackles from Minnesota, we actually touched on it last week, late in the week. Nobody talked about it because Christian Jarrett got the big money. He's now top five when it comes to paid offensive tackles here. But these two tackles and their offensive line, Christian Jarrett is a left tackle. Brian O'Neill is a right tackle. They got Garrett Bradbury inside, Blake Brando inside, Ed Ingram inside. They did a hell of a job yesterday stymieing the 49ers front four. And I'm not sure if you blitz more. I'm not sure if that's the answer. Putting your secondary situations where they're in one-on-one coverage. I don't know if you want to do that. If you want to start running cover zero blitzes like Minnesota did yesterday. But this front four is on a – I need more from them.
On the play that Fred Warner punched the ball out on Aaron Jones, they sent a free release rusher from the edge, and it was D'Amino Lenore from the slot, right?
Yep.
Kevin O'Connell saw that coming a mile away and was like, oh, we have a perfectly dialed up screen to the other side of the field. And Aaron Jones, let's call it what it is. We got lucky that he got the ball punched out. It should have been a touchdown. At worst, they got the ball at the two.
Yeah, it was gonna
Fred
be
Warner saved us from losing by double digits.
Yeah, it was going to be 27 to 17.
I mean, Kevin O'Connell was brilliant. That third down on that final drive where he had the two rub route, where the two receivers were right up on top of each other in a bunch formation, and it was a simple out, and both of our cornerbacks didn't do a great job of communicating. There were about four different instances where he had wide open guys down the field, and he did such a really good job schematically, design-wise, to set up the Niners to where there was confusion.
Yep.
I'm like, where are plays like that?
Yeah, well, Flores was better than Shanahan. Again, 2 years in a row, the Niners go up to Minnesota, score 17. All right, let's get to the Lions here. Let's get to the Lions. We've got a lot of people here on hold. Let's start off with Tony in San Francisco. Then we'll get to Verucci. We got a lot of people. I want to get everybody in here.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.